USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi is criticizing President Trump for holding back funding to the World Health Organization, saying the decision will be overruled. Pelosi issuing a statement saying this is dangerous, illegal, and will swiftly be challenged. The Speaker of the House facing criticism of her own for doing a late-night TV interview at her home in front of two refrigerators that cost roughly $18,000. New York Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo says there's a lot of encouraging news regarding COVID-19 data.
The healthcare situation has stabilized. The fears of overwhelming the healthcare system has not happened.
Cuomo was quick to point out that 752 people have died in the past 24 hours from coronavirus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Stimulus checks have begun arriving in your bank account electronically. As we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The government says millions of Americans should start seeing their coronavirus stimulus money arrive today. The Treasury Department says the $1,200 payments will be hitting the accounts of over 80 million people. The first payment started rolling out on Friday. The payments are part of the federal government's $2 trillion aid package as the pandemic is roiling the U.S. economy.
The Reverend Franklin Graham says he's being harassed by some congressional lawmakers and others who have criticized his medical organization, which operates a field hospital in New York City's Central Park for coronavirus patients. Samaritan's Purse erected a 14-tent, 68-bed hospital emergency field in Central Park that's staffed by a team of more than 70 doctors, nurses, and other medical personnel. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
USA Radio Network's Wendy King takes a look at some of the more notable celebrity deaths from coronavirus.
The entertainment industry has been rocked by the deaths related to the coronavirus pandemic. The worlds of music, theater, sports, film, and television have lost many veteran performers. Four-time Tony Award-winning playwright Terrence McNally died March 24th. Also, jazz musician Manu Dibango and fashion designer Jenny Polanco. On March 25th, we lost chef Floyd Cardos. And on March 26th, actor Mark Bloom. On March 29th, we lost country singer Joe Diffie. CBS broadcast journalist Maria Mercader died March 29th. British actor Andrew Jack passed away on March 31st. On April 1st, we lost musician Adam Schlesinger from the band Fountains of Wayne. Jazz pianist Ellis Marsalis died also on April 1st. And on April 2nd, author and actor Patricia Bosworth. On April 4th, NFL kicker Tom Dempsey passed away, and Grammy Award-winning folk singer and songwriter John Prine died while receiving treatment for COVID-19 and pneumonia.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.